Hello, welcome to another episode of Saturday Nuggets with Kojo Yanka. Good morning. We all love new things, don't we? But after we've had it for a while, we tend to trample on it. I'm talking about familiarity. We'll always breed contempt. Last week, I touched on this, on how when Jesus's folks got to know that he was a carpenter's son, it shifted their perspective, which eventually affected the delivery of Jesus. And one may ask, how does one avoid the natural trap of commonality? Because it is very tempting. You fall in love, all splendid. You get familiar, the relationship becomes very mundane, and nobody really cares anymore. Do you remember when you fell in love? Even when you are going to bed, the things you wear, now that it has become very common, you don't really care, and the relationship is on a slippery slope. Let me help you this morning. Three things that you need to keep your eye on if you want your relationship to be renewed from time to time. Respect, honor, and being unpredictable in the relationship. Respect. Most of the time, when we get too familiar, we only define ourselves as husband and wife. We tend to forget that we are human beings for starters. Before we became husband and wife, there was the man and there was the woman. And in fact, the Bible said that God created man. And when he saw man was alone, he created the woman. It means that from day one, we are meant to be adjusting, because one was created and the other was created, and now they are meant to be one. So there will be issues. But in spite of the issues, let's respect each other's being. That they are human beings first of all. So when you are addressing him, don't only see him as your husband or your wife and treat them anyhow. They are human beings. So give them that fundamental respect of being human. Two, Anna. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21, he said that submit to each other in reverence of Jesus. Place yourself under each other's authority, other version says. When it comes to your relationship, how important is it to you? How do you treat him or her? In terms of ranking in your life, do you honor them? When you see them, or even when they offend you, how do you deal with it? I'm talking about your relational matters. You get offended at work and you deal with it nicely. But when you get offended at home, nobody can stop you. How important is your relationship to you? I'm talking about honoring them, submitting to each other, placing yourself under each other's authority. And the last but not the least is being unpredictable. Please be interesting sometimes. Renew your romance from time to time. Don't be predictable. As for you, she knows that when you get home, you throw your shoe somewhere. She knows that when he says this, this is the way you will react. The whole thing has become too familiar. It's not interesting anymore. Sometimes, take them out. Show some romance. Buy the flower. Please be unpredictable. Let the relationship flourish from time to time. And when you do some of these things, your relationship will blossom. Your nugget for today. As long as you are learning their love, they will not become familiar, because there will be something new you will want to discover. And I said, when the student remains a student of their love, their professor will be of importance to them. The day you graduate, what do you need your professor for? Stay in the relationship. Respect them, honor them, and be unpredictable. And the relationship will take a new turn. You've been listening to Kojoyanka on Saturday Nuggets. Give me a ring on 079-50-497-71. Text, WhatsApp, and check the Nuggets page. Stay blessed.